Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Le Mans with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week, we spoke to the secretary of the Mayo Beekeepers Club in Ballina, Jude Walsh. He's also a farmer with a keen interest in biodiversity. Jude begins by telling us how he first took an interest in beekeeping.
One of the reasons I started beekeeping basically was my mother had allergies and she was bad with asthma, and we always knew that local honey was the cure for asthma and local ailments like colds and flus at the winter time of year, and therefore it was difficult to get local honey. So I got onto a beekeeper and I got my first hive as a result, and then that led on from there.
Very good. And that's grown and grown since. You're a farmer yourself full-time, but you liaise a lot with Irish Water. Tell me a bit more about that.
Well, we're working with over three different projects throughout the county and even Roscommon, where Irish Water came on board with us and they supplied local farmers a couple of beehives each. And it was my job to actually give them an online Zoom course, and then they actually got bees then. And I was mentoring them for about a year and a half until they kind of got established themselves. And we've had amazing success in Newport, where there was a lot of problems with the water there for the last 2 years. And as a group and as a farming group and as a community, we came together. And as a result, there's been great results from the water. There's been less detections of insecticides in the water out there. And it's all about education and helping the community and focusing on Irish Water, and hopefully that they will get on board and get the new water treatment plant sorted out there. But so if the community works together, we can do a lot as beekeepers and as farmers and as everyone that's involved out there.
And for farmers that might be interested in getting bees or having bees on their farm, what are the main advantages to it?
One of the main advantages of having bees on the farm, it's great for biodiversity and it's great for nature. As you know, a lot of farmers at the minute are in the new acre scheme. And obviously the bees, if you have nice flowers and you're letting your meadows grow that bit longer, there's going to be nice flowers growing up, which is of benefit for your acre scheme. And as a result, the bees are going to pollinate those flowers and they'll go into seed, and there'll be more of those flowers in the coming years. So I noticed myself on my own land where I have bees that there's a huge increase in clover, etc. And we all know that the more clover we have, better it is for the farm, and also the less dependence on fertilizer we are. So, you know, it's a win-win for the farmers and the bees, and that's one great benefit of any farmer keeping bees.
You're also the secretary of the Mayo Beekeeping Club out there in Ballina. How did you get involved in that group in the first place? What are you up to at the minute?
We do a lot of work, basically. I've been involved in the Mayo Beekeepers for about 10 years, and I've been secretary for the last four or five. And it's all about educating new members and trying to get new beekeepers on board. We meet the first Monday of every month. But there's a number of beekeeping clubs throughout the county. You know, we're very fortunate. When I started off about 20 years ago, there was only roughly 40 members in the whole county of Mayo, and they always met in Ballina and Chagas. But now there's actually four big clubs in Mayo. Westport probably been the biggest. Then you have Ballyhaunis, Belmullet and ourselves. So there is a beekeeping club for anybody in any area around that would like to come along to the meetings and check us out on Facebook or on the internet, etc.
You're liaising with the likes of Thurlock House and Brafey House, but we'll go back to Thurlock House specifically first. You're doing a lot of work with there, and it's also incorporating into their Tidy Towns.
Yes, so basically the Tidy Town Committee in Thurlock and a number of the staff there in Thurlock House, we have beehives up on the roof. And we have the bees, actually, they're facing the wrong way, technically. The bees are meant to be facing south towards the sun. But in this case, we actually have them facing into a glass window. And the reason being is that children and general members of the public can go up and have a look at the bees and how busy they are. And it's always a delight when we're working the bees to actually see members of the public there looking out on a good day, watching the bees flying and doing their thing. But also, as a result, you know, it's also helping the biodiversity of the Tidy Towns Committee out there, and helping, and Thurlock have done huge work, as in planting native flowers, etc., native trees, and have a constant education program in conjunction throughout the year. And sometimes we have, there's meetings out there as regards bees and beekeeping and the importance of bees, etc. But also it's a nice project to be involved with.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Niman, with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
If you think you have an environmental initiative or group that we could visit for Ours to Protect series, then send us an email now to ourstoprotect@midwestradio.ie.